Edward Eddie Lundergan began working at the MSU farm in 1979 after graduating from his alma mater with a bachelor's degree in animal science. He began his tenure there as equine breeding coordinator and manager of the horse barn. In 1982, he became farm manager, a position he held until his 2006 retirement. MSU President Wayne Andrews says the Derrickson Agricultural Complex has benefited greatly from Lundergan's years of service and care.
Eddie Lundergan was associated with our university for almost 25 years. He contributed his whole life to this place. He helped this farm become the ag sciences place that it is.
But it wasn't just his dedication to the farm and its facilities that earned Lundergan the recognition. Kentucky's Secretary of State, Allison Lundergan Grimes, was there with the rest of the Lundergan family. She says Eddie was a farmer and a teacher, as well as being mentor and friend to those whose paths crossed with his.
Eddie had an impact on every person that he was able to be a part of their lives, whether it was instruction here at Morehead State, whether it was his own family. And he continues to inspire so many. The residence hall that we see here will help to shape the lives of so many students who have committed their life to making sure that the agriculture community continues to grow, not just in Kentucky, but nationally.
And grow it will. Lundergan Hall and another residence hall to be opened next summer will house 48 agriculture and veterinary students. Academic Affairs Liaison Dr. Gerald DeMoss was a friend of Lundergan's. He says Eddie would have loved to see students in Lundergan Hall.
Oh, he'd be tickled pink. He'd be tickled pink because he always wanted better housing for the students, always wanted better housing. So he would be just thrilled. He would have lived. And it's just a shame that actually, we had hoped that this would be built before he passed away and that he would have had the opportunity to see it, but he wasn't. He passed a little sooner than we expected him to pass.
Although he wasn't there to see it himself, members of Lundergan's immediate family were there to take part in the dedication. His widow, Kim, says Lundergan Hall will serve as a reminder of his many years of service.
It's just such an honor, and I'm just so pleased that his legacy will live on and that people will know how much he loved this place and how much it meant to him to be the manager here. It was truly his life, and loved every minute of it.
The new residence hall is situated neatly on the 325-acre ag complex. It's comprised of 4 6-person apartment-like suites complete with full appliances and Wi-Fi. Paige Scheiderer is a senior living in Lundergan Hall. She says living right there on the farm is important to her duties and studies.
We do our day-to-day work, but we also we check calves in the middle of the night, 8, 12, and 4. There'll be times where we have to, you know, go to work when it's not actually 8 to 5. You know, there's the animals, if there's something wrong, we got to go fix it. If the cows get out, we got to go get them. So being right here, you know, we can see if something's wrong. We are right there to, you know, jump up and go help if we need to. So that really helps.
With the new residence hall at Derrickson Agricultural Complex, Eddie Lundergan's influence will continue to be felt for many years to come. For MSPR, I'm Samantha Morrill.